Each time we yield ourselves to what God is saying and speak the word by the Holy Spirit, we glorify God and edify the church. Edify means build the church in the grace of God, in the knowledge of God, in truth of God, showing God. Some people never show God. They tell wisdom of the world, they tell clever sayings, they say things that they think makes them wise. That all vanishes to no credit to them. But when we share something of God, something God has done, something God has said with another person, we glorify God. We share Jesus Christ by the story and glorify God. Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind to the Bible, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We just read the Bible. Then when we're with someone, the Holy Spirit reminds us of what God has said, and we share that with the person. We renew our mind daily by reading chapters of the Bible, old and new. Jesus, the Word, is the way to go. Recently, when I felt myself growing too weak, I made more provisions for myself to read the Bible. I bought a small Kindle tablet that's a little smaller than my Kindle Fire 8. I loaded only the Bible on that Kindle. No emails, no distractions, no books, just the Bible. And I use that just like you would use one of those little Black Gideon Bibles that they put in hotel rooms. It's just always with me where I am. I bought four of them. They're $59. I bought four of them. I put one by my bed, one in the bath area, one in front of the television in the chair where I sit, and I put one in the car. Yesterday, I went with Pam to pick up our food, and then we went by the grocery store to pick up a couple of items. I sit in the car while she's in the grocery store, and I thought after she got out of the car and went into the grocery store, now what will I do? And I remembered that I had put in a built-in little area between the passenger and driver's seat, there's a little open area that has little places where you can put a cell phone or you could put a Kindle. And I remembered that I had that Kindle with that Bible. I pulled it out and opened it up and got it in enough shady position in the sun-filled car to be able to read the Bible. I probably read one or two scriptures, maybe, verses, before Pam came back. That's enough. When she got in the car, I just put it back in the little shelf that's there between the seats. And we went on taking our food and going home. But it was one or two verses more than I would have had it not been there. And I rejoiced that I had it. Everywhere I live, there is a Bible that I can easily get to and read, and even look up key words on the built-in dictionary that's with the Bible, which is an Oxford American Dictionary, preloaded on the Bible I use. And that dictionary comes up instantly if I hold my finger down on one of those words in the verse of Scripture. So I have the dictionary and the Bible instantly at my fingertips and easy to bring up on screen. I have found this really works well for me. Make provision for yourself to have at your fingertips the Bible. Let it be your delight. Thank you for allowing me to share this with you today.